Damcast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, fuck yeah! That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Group the Jackson 5 on the national anthem.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Damcast.
It's hot in my apartment. I'm recording in boxers and a wife beater.
Yeah.
I'm recording in boxers as well. Tim?
No. I was wearing shorts, but now, boxer briefs. Done. Kicked off the shorts.
Nice.
You didn't have to do it on our behalf.
Nope. Got a solidarity. Welcome to Tancast!
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
The future! There we go. I sound more like the B-52s guy.
If you see a stated sign at the side of the road, it says 15 miles to the future!
That's a little reference to Smodcast.
Right out the gate, already ripping off Smodcast. Don't even
at least I did Futurama, fucktards.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. It's fucking hot.
It is.
So he took off all his clothes.
Not all of them.
Wow.
Shh, Noah, they can't see you. You can lie.
Did Andy hear that Futurama's coming back? Like as a regular
series?
Yes,
Andy did hear that Futurama's coming back.
Back to the future!
Andy got a big fat Futurama boner.
I will say, I like that show better than The Simpsons.
I did as well.
You liked it better than The Simpsons?
Yes.
Interesting. I liked the Star Trek episode where they had the entire cast except Scotty and Doc.
Bones?
I call him Doc.
Doc Brown?
Yep.
Of course you liked the Star Trek episode.
Tim Fail.
Andy, shut the fuck up.
If the Sex and the City did a Star Trek episode, you'd be all up on it.
Probably. I don't know. I doubt it. Well, you know what? Maybe.
If What Not to Wear did a Star Trek episode, you'd be all up on it.
Oh. I don't know. It would hurt.
At least in Sex and the City, two of the girls would get their tits out while Tim had some Star Trek to look at.
Did that show have nudity?
I can't say I could finish a What Not to Wear Star Trek episode.
But he would at least attempt it.
You hear me?
I would. I'd be like, all right, come on, Danelle. This is the closest we've ever gotten to a show we can both enjoy.
Tim would mix up the world's largest Jack and Coke. Like, okay, in case it turns south, I've got something here that might let me hang in a little longer. Keep me in the game. Tim drains it in one gulp. All right, I'm out. Fuck this shit.
I don't think Tim would drink Jack and Coke.
Yeah, fuck it.
Clint, fuck Stacy.
I said I don't think Tim would sit and drink Jack and Coke.
No, he wouldn't. No. That's clearly what Andy is drinking right now to quell his exquisite inner pain.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to his inner pain, why don't we get to some Tan Laughs?
Tan Laughs!
I'm gonna do Joe's joke.
All right, I'm gonna do an older joke. sent at the beginning of June by Nick. We thought we forgot about you, Nick. We didn't.
We never forget about you, Nick. You're the best. You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
Keep you down.
I got an audience right, today, so and she's looking at me funny.
She's watching the Tancast Magic.
She doesn't approve of my singing.
That's amazing. I'm sure the rest of the audience does.
They love it. Especially Emily.
She did write in. I was going to mention that. I thought you were going to pick her joke. Because she wrote in saying that she does indeed enjoy your sexy voice and then sent us a joke. I don't remember what the joke was, but
I'm a little lazy, so I don't do the longer jokes.
You lazy bastard.
I know, I'm black.
All right, well, let's get to Nick's joke. 12 pre... not unlike when Andy does it, this is the first time I've read it. So I'm going to fumble over it. I may fuck up the comedy doing it that way, but then again, I might make myself laugh because I'm reading it as I'm reading it. What? Shut up. Okay. 12 priests were about to be ordained. The final test was for them to line up in a straight row, totally nude, in a garden, while a sexy and beautiful big-breasted nude model danced before them. Each priest had a small bell attached to his penis, and they were told that anyone whose bell rang when she danced in front of them would not be ordained because he had not reached a state of spiritual purity. The beautiful model danced before the first candidate with no reaction. She proceeded down the line with the same response from all the priests until she got to the final priest, Carlos. As she danced, his bell began to ring so loudly that it flew off and fell clattering to the ground. Embarrassed, Carlos took a few steps forward and bent over to pick it up. Then all the other bells started to ring.
Wah, wah, wah.
See, that joke is implying that the rest of the priests were gay.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Giggity, giggity.
So you realize, Father, that you won't be able to have sex with women anymore. Oh, yes!
Not that I mind a gay priest. I don't care.
No, I don't give a shit.
If you're not allowed to have sex, what does it matter who you're not allowed to have sex with?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why that should be a determining factor. Wait. No. These are only people not having sex with women. You can't not have sex with men and be part of our crew. Get out. Go fuck yourself.
But not other men or women. I was more going for I don't care if it's a gay priest or not because I'm not Catholic.
I knew that's what you were going for, and mm-hmm. That's why I decided to stick with my point instead of letting you derail me.
Well, you can suck it.
I will not suck it.
And it's a derailer.
I'm sorry, what did Noah just say?
And he's a derailer.
Okay, just thought, I thought I heard that.
You heard. That's right, you heard.
Yeah. Fuck. I heard the pot calling the kettle black.
pot calling the kettle the N-word.
Next up on the 10 cast laugh fun factory rabble rousers.
I'll jump in here.
Do it.
And this one comes to us from Emily. And like Tim, I scanned over this, but this is the first read through, so I'm bound to fuck it up, and I'm sorry.
Way to go, failure.
Yep. To prepare for his big date, a young man went to the rooftop of his apartment building to work on his tan. Not wanting any tan lines, he sunbathed in the nude. Unfortunately, he fell asleep and sunburned his penis. Being very determined, he decided not to miss his date, so he put some ointment on the beast and wrapped it in gauze. The young man's date, a beautiful blonde, showed up at his apartment for the promised home-cooked meal. After they finished the dinner, they went into the living room to watch a movie. During the movie, the young man's sunburn began to hurt. After several minutes of extreme discomfort, he asked to be excused. A friend had told him that milk is a very effective way in reducing sunburn pain, so he went to the kitchen, poured a tall glass of cold milk, and placed his sunburn member into the milk. He experienced immediate relief. The blonde, wondering what the young man was doing, wandered into the kitchen and found him with his tool immersed in a glass of milk. With a look of understanding, the blonde exclaimed, "So that's how you load those things!"
Nice.
You guys did
Emily,
your
is Andy's voice sexy enough for you when he reads the story? Were you hoping to hear Noah's sultry voice?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to sexy that up? Let me try this again. To prepare for a big date, a young man went to the rooftop of his apartment building to work on his tan. Not wanting any tan lines,
all right.
That's your sexy voice?
In the nude.
It just sounds like you're trying to be quiet.
Unfortunately, he fell asleep and sunburned his penis.
You know what?
Andy's idea of sexy is going to the library.
Hang on a sec. Let me get a little bit more sexy. Being very determined, he decided not to miss his date, so he put some ointment on the beast and wrapped it in gauze.
When Annie shuts the fuck up, it is sexy.
That's right. There's nothing sexier than me alone, quiet, in a dark room that nobody can see me in.
I thought at least you were going to go through with a mouthful of vagina lips.
No.
All right.
Just me alone. That's as sexy as I get. When no one else can see me, the world gets slightly sexier.
Speaking of sexy, come on, Captain Satin Voice. Why don't you make us laugh and cream our pants?
No, say all right again.
All right.
Oh. All right, please continue.
Clean up.
Okay. So,
clean up on aisle my crotch.
You done?
We'll see. We'll see which way the wind blows.
All right. Farrah Fawcett died and went to heaven. Upon entering, she was asked if she had any requests. She said, "Yes, please, look after all the children on Earth." So God killed Michael Jackson.
I like that Joe wrote, "I was going to send this, but you seem like such a Michael Jackson fan that I didn't want to. Then I listened to the episode. I decided it was okay to send this." Yes, I am a big Michael Jackson fan, but for some reason my first instinct was doing an entire episode laden with pedophile jokes.
I think it's just proving that any sacred cows that any of the three of us might have, we just go ahead and grind up and make hamburger.
I think Tim is a pretty big Michael Jackson fan, considering he recorded 4 hours of videos today of Michael Jackson.
My goodness.
And he probably will watch them repeatedly.
He will probably edit them together into new and interesting forms. And by interesting, I mean completely boring to anybody, not Tim.
Oh!
Have either of you... And shut up, Andy. Have either of you...
Suck it down, Tim.
I'm like, that's an insult. I'll just brush past it. Have either of you seen the video entitled Ghosts?
No.
No.
It was a... Let me see if I can find the link again. It was a... it was a Michael Jackson video. I never saw this played anyway. The only place I've ever seen it is YouTube. I think it was directed by the late Stan Winston, the guy who did the creature effects for Jurassic Park and Terminator. And it's kind of thriller-ish, but it's for the song Too Bad off the History album. Michael Jackson. There we go. Whew. Apparently I can't talk and type at the same time.
Wow. Apparently it's pretty long, because you can find 4 parts of it.
Yep. Here's part 1 of 4. America, fuck yeah! Well, I don't expect you guys to watch it right now, but the effects are really cool in the video.
Shh, I'm watching it.
I will kill you. And, well, you know what? At the end of the episode, I will reveal the secret of the video that you have to watch the video to know. That's it. I put the link in the show notes in the future. Future Tim has done it.
Michael Jackson's a ghost all the whole time.
No, that's the secret to The Sixth Sense. Oh, shit, spoiler. When you see Sixth Sense and you see Michael Jackson, you'll be like, now I know, he's a ghost.
Didn't that movie come out in, like, 99?
What's that, Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. People have had it. Yeah, it did come out in 99. Woo, look at me go.
Mama came out in 99.
So did you watch
my mom and her wife are very happy.
I called her old.
Mm.
Successfully.
That's mine.
I know. Yes, I have often commented on my binge-like tendencies when it comes to entertainment. Mm-hmm. And being alone in the house and having the media just sucking on the death of Michael Jackson has not been a good combination.
Yeah, I can imagine.
All Michael Jackson all the time.
Because I'm going to dust off the same old gem I've referenced before, but you watched the commentary for Can't Hardly Wait over and over. And
almost as many times as you've commented about it on fucking Tancast.
Yes, but you spent hours.
You've got to have
so
a new way to
hours,
rip on me. There's got to be something. There have got to be other things I did over and over again that you can talk about. There just must be.
You're
not challenging yourself or our listeners. We are never going to win a Peabody at this rate, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I do believe you put Independence Day on repeat at the Tan House.
That's entirely possible.
I think there was a day of Independence Day.
And it's an excellent segue into how was everyone's Independence Day.
Wow, look at me go. Well, Tim, do you want to go first? You're the TNT guest.
Sure. It was meh. I was
I think
alone
we heard
in the
how
house
you're
most of the day. I think I posted many tweets about it, like, I'm bored, I'm doing nothing. I forget what... I watched the made-for-TV movie Jackson's An American Dream, to let you know of the Michael Jackson binging I've been going through. Like, this wasn't even Michael Jackson. This was somebody acting like Michael Jackson. Or what that movie should really be called, Joe Jackson is a Dickhead. Because they just portrayed Michael Jackson's father as the biggest dick. Like, every time he comes on camera, like, he has, like, maybe two good moments, and the rest of it is all like, hey, what the hell are you doing, boy? I'm gonna punch somebody. I'm gonna be angry. Ah! It's like, hey, Dad, you want some ice cream? Motherfucker, ice cream! Oh, Jesus Christ. And it's just like,
yes, bring it here, then I hit you.
It's like 2 hours of that. And then I decided to go to Disneyland to watch the fireworks over there. Which was fun. And then I went on the 3D movie Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which mm-hmm. used to be where Captain EO was. Mm-hmm. So I listened to the latest episode of Netcot where he had the audio from Captain EO. America, fuck yeah! And I listened to the audio of Captain EO while watching Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. And I was surprised at how many extra memories that brought back. Like, being in the same physical space and listening to it, I was like, mm-hmm. oh, fuck, I forgot about, like just effects that went on in the theater and little moments from my childhood of going to see it. I was like, huh, that was enjoyable. Then I also was Mousetalgia put on their the opening of their podcast. It was Michael Jackson singing When You Wish Upon a Star. America, fuck yeah! And he was singing it in front of the castle, so I walked around where he was singing it. I was like, hey, look at me. I'm standing right where he was. And I bet people are looking at me like, why is that guy just wandering around listening to his iPod by the castle? He's a freak. Hide the children. And I was like, well, I've encapsulated the spirit of Michael Jackson exactly as I'd intended to. People are hiding their children.
So I gotta ask, does Captain EO sync up with Honey, I Shrunk the Audience in any weird
Dark Side of the Moon sort of way?
And Wizard of Oz way?
Not even remotely. Mm. In fact, I believe it's like 5 minutes longer than Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. So I was like, oh, wow.
I'll just listen to this on the way out.
Hang out in the exit and listen to the rest of this.
Go stand over by Star Tours.
Oh, and then I also went on Space Mountain and listened to one of the songs from Captain EO, and that synced up perfectly with the ride.
Nice.
Like, I just as soon as the car started moving, I started it, and then right when my lap bar went up, the song was over. I was like, wow, that was perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Also, Disney does good 4th of July fireworks. For our 30 non-American listeners, this is where we're going to suck our own country's dick for a little bit.
Slurp it, derp, derp.
Tastes like freedom.
Actually, I'm going to step away for half a sec to grab something for my wife. I'll be right back.
Oh, there's the first tan Hummer.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or it's the first tan going down on his wife.
One way or the other.
Because Andy wouldn't stop talking, even to do that.
No, it's okay. I'll say that.
So, Noah, do you want to say anything sexy for the people to listen to?
Hello.
I should have you do the outro at the end of the show.
Like, yeah, listen to Tancast at Tancast.com. This is Noah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that'll work.
I think it will. Hello. People are like, I don't know what happened. Tancast is getting tons of hits all of a sudden.
Yeah, write us a review on iTunes. I'm Noah. I need your review.
Review it in your face. 3D.
Yeah. I'll review all over your face and a little bit on your dress.
Make sure it don't get dry clean for a long time.
Are we just going to wait for Andy?
I know.
Tell
the
story?
So I had a good 4th of July. I went to a barbecue. There was delicious food. And
yay!
Yeah, it was awesome.
Were you about to say that there was hot chicks there, but you have an audience?
No, no.
Oh, okay. And there was hot temperatures.
It was very warm. No, it was I don't know. It wasn't really anything exciting happening. Ate some burgers, drank some alcohol.
Oh, look at you, the drinkity drink.
I know. My wife had 3 drinks. Just 2?
And I'm back.
Just 2.
Andy, bring you up to speed. Noah went to a barbecue, ate some burgers, had some drinks.
Did he tell the Andy version of that story? Because shit.
No, first we were talking about Noah's sexy voice for a while.
Ah.
And then we were talking about your unsexy voice for a while.
Well, you see, my voice has its own certain set of appeals.
You know what? I'm going to say I probably have the least sexy voice of the three of us.
No, man, I listen to Tancast, and I get what that guy who said my voice gives him diarrhea was talking about.
First of all, you need to let that go.
I would.
Second of all, I you know what, ladies, write in. Who has the least sexiest voice? I think it's me. Unless you think it's Andy, then don't write in, because I don't want to crush his poor little feelings. After the diarrhea comment, I couldn't handle any more of it. Basically, what I'm saying, ladies, is write in and tell me I have the least sexy voice.
So that Andy can continue
to Tancast.
I gotta
be the best at something.
No, seriously, if I had to listen to my own voice from the outside of my head, I'd be fucking mute.
Think how we feel.
Nice.
Noah, always there to build a friend up.
Every time you talk, I have to change my shorts.
That's why he's podcasting in boxers.
Now I just wear Depends.
Noah just ripped out the liner of a pair of swim trunks so the shit can fall right through the seams.
Now I'm just going to call the middleman podcast from the toilet.
It's disgusting. Well, you have a laptop, right? That's how you're doing it, right?
Yeah.
You could do it. Yeah, I mean, you could get up and go anywhere,
yeah.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. So, did you see any fireworks there, Noah?
I did not. Whew, sorry. There were
Woo!
Some.
It wears him out being so sexy. You hear it? Mm-hmm.
There was some.
That's Noah's bedroom voice.
Stephanie's not interested in fireworks.
Wow. Does Stephanie like anything cool or joyful?
Nah.
She's interested in fireworks in the bedroom. Pow! That's the finale, biatch! Okay, no.
What?
What happened? You got quiet.
Yeah, he was talking to Stephanie.
Oh, I was asking Stephanie if I could tell a story about her. She says if I get it wrong, she'll hit me. I don't know how we get it wrong. She got a sparkler stuck to her lip, right?
Aye!
So, up until recently, she was afraid of sparklers. You didn't want to use them. I'm like, it's okay. You won't get them stuck to your face.
What? How do you get a sparkler stuck to your lip? Do you go, this looks delicious?
She was three, if that matters.
Well, still.
I don't know. How did you get stuck to your
Who
face?
Who the fuck lets a three-year-old lick a sparkler?
Oh.
Have you talked to your parents? What's going on?
Oh, I forgot. She was trying to blow it out.
Ah, well, that at least makes somewhat sense.
A little bit.
But still tragic, because you can't blow them out. Not like that.
So it blew, and the stick bent one way, and then overcorrected and came back the other way and stuck to her lip?
I guess she just got too close to her lips.
You got it. Well, you know what? I of all people understand what happens in 4th of July when you're experimenting with fire too close to your head.
Turn your heads on fire.
Sometimes you light your own head on fire while trying to be a dumbass.
You light your own head on fire when trying to demonstrate for someone else what a dumbass a third person was.
Yes, okay, so we tell the story from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Andy were in a class together. There was this idiot who lit his hair on fire in the middle of class. So then 4th of July we were hanging out. And
you know what? Fuck him. It was Steve Harrison.
All right then.
Fuck that stoner. Steve, if you're listening, right. I'm going to find you and kick your ass someday.
Wow.
Steve, if you're listening, that is fucking amazing. I cannot...
If you're still alive, Steve, kudos to you. But you know what? I still owe you a beating.
I can't believe of the thousands of podcasts on the internet and millions of people around the world, these two found each other.
Yes, that you found us.
So anyway, then a couple weeks later, it was 4th of July. Actually, it must have been several weeks later, because 4th of July is not when school is in. We were, me and Andy and Andy's ex-girlfriend, not at the time, but now.
Yes.
We're hanging out in front of her house and fucking around with fireworks, and I remember jumping over some and some close calls with because they were spinning around and they would spin one direction. I thought they were going to spin the other. I'm like, gah, gah, gah! But mostly everything was fine until I was like, hey, look, and I lit a match and I held it close to my head. Ah, I'm Steve Harrison, and then I put the match down, but the fire still stayed in my peripheral vision where it had recently been. I was like, that's funny, because I put the match down.
From our point of view, it was because it looked like just this tiny little. Of flame, just the tiniest little cinder, and then all of a sudden it started to grow very rapidly, like it was going to engulf Tim's head, and Tim is a Michael Jackson fan. We didn't feel he needed to, go for the full Michael head on fire, third degree burns kind of deal. So we're reaching for him, and from our point of view, it's like the flame is going, you can help prevent, only you can prevent forest fires fast over Tim's head, and our hands are going out at like the speed of molasses as our mouths aren't quite catching up with our thoughts of, Tim, your head. But from Tim's point of view, we sounded like...
Timmy has a fire! Timmy has a fire! Timmy has a fire! It was funny. Like, it was this rapid fire of both of them, just repeating it. Like, da, 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 da. And my solution was to smack myself in the head until it was out.
Repeatedly! It was like...
Well. Yeah.
Like, you did the one, like, oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, wait.
Yeah, it was like I was swatting a bug away. I'm like, ah, fire bug, get out of here, you and your fire bug. I got it. I'm fine. Don't worry about nothing.
Those are good times.
I survived. So tell Stephanie I feel her pain.
I'll let her know.
I don't think you are. I think you're going to let this drop right here.
No, I'm going to let her know. Don't you worry about nothing, girlfriend.
I am worried, and I'm not your girlfriend.
You're my girlfriend.
Nope.
Girlfriend! You are my best friend in the world.
Ladies, there's a sexy voice. Now he sings.
Mm-hmm.
Now. He always sings. His favorite hit song, You're an Idiot!
That is a good song.
So, Mr. Andy, Mr. Mysterious Andy, what did you do for the four? I have a feeling that we have quite a story in store for us.
It's not that big of a story. It was just kind of... there was some annoyance coming home from my 4th of July. The wife and son and I drove to go see her grandparents, our son's great-grandparents, spend a couple of days there over the weekend. Just kind of hung out, went out on their boat on a lake, and...
I'm on a boat, motherfucker!
America, fuck yeah! Caitlin and I kept whispering to each other, I'm on a boat! But her grandfather does not like black people. So, we weren't willing to show him the video.
Can I come visit?
Yes, you absolutely should.
And we could use our Wonder Twin flowers to create one black person.
Yep. You guys,
defeat him.
You guys may have met him. He was at the wedding.
Oh, really? Did he hate me? It's like, what's that nigger doing up there?
I think we played up your white side. We just convinced him that we'd left you out in the sun too long.
I remember in one of the group pictures at the wedding, me and Noah were standing next to each other, and I had my hand on this railing, and Noah had his hand next to mine, and then he moves a couple fingers slightly over my hand and whispers into my ear, subtle.
Tim liked that.
I did, it was so funny.
And both of you motherfuckers flashing the shocker made it into my wedding video.
Whatever, dude. Almost every picture of you that I have from our professional photographer in my wedding, has you were doing the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Almost
payback is a bitch, and I am a son of a bitch.
You know what? I didn't do it in every single one. I did some normal ones, and I threw some shockers in there. You were like, shocker, 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 shocker. I think you were doing it during the ceremony. Do you take this man? Yeah! Look at two in the pink, one in the stink, bitches!
Shocker! I can twist his sister all of a sudden.
Andy's very metal.
We're not gonna take it in the pink and the stink at the same time. That would be too shocking for my butt.
But I don't know.
Can't wait till we start tan music and we take this shit on the road.
We make up stupid lines to songs you already heard before, and they often don't rhyme or make sense.
We'll be playing the OC County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for that. Because Weird Al is, and I just thought that would be funny.
Oh. Is he playing the OC County Fair? Are you jealous, Tim?
Am I jealous?
Yeah. You jealous? You jealous?
Of Weird Al, who's got a shit ton of talent and...
Oh!
I didn't actually mean that as a dig, but yay to me.
Noah liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was good stuff.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun to spend a weekend with family that normally get along with very, very well, but every so often, for about 5, 10, 15 minutes at a time, Caitlin's grandfather will just get a wild hair in his ass and decide to go completely off the deep end, either attacking Obama, or all Democrats, or all liberals, or all moderates, or all independents, or whatever. Basically, anybody who doesn't, like, suck at the teat of Fox News and think that Bush was perhaps the greatest president in the world, and that Tina Fey single-handedly ruined the political career of Sarah Palin.
She did, you know.
So it's really fun when an old racist gets a wild hair in his ass.
Wow. Tina Fey ruined it, huh?
Oh, yeah. No. I actually jumped on that one. For the most part, I've learned over the years that it just isn't worth it. But he went for the, you know, oh, and Tina Fey, they just shouldn't be allowed. They shouldn't be allowed to. There should be some things, you know, there's some decorum and blah, blah, blah. You know that they went after Clinton mercilessly, and Ford, and Nixon, and Carter, and do you remember the Dana Carvey doing the Bush Sr. and the lecherous leering when they were doing the Clinton stuff? No? Oh, of course. You're only going to remember that they went after the one person that you've seen most recently and want to have a bug up your ass about. Okay. It's not the fact that she's a fucking idiot. It's not the fact that she alienated everybody who was trying to prepare her for the national stage. It's not the fact that they didn't warn McCain's camp right up front. By the way, yeah, this whole, we're really up on the whole, pro-life and abstinence only, and my unwed teenage daughter's pregnant until after the nomination. Like, oh, by the way, look at her from the side. You see that? She's not fat.
Speaking of Palin, she retired. Retired as governor of Alaska.
Yeah, and people are talking, resigned. Fox News is right up her ass about, like, and, you know, this is the greatest move because it's going to prepare her to be, to running for president in 2012. To give up the last shred of any semblance that she's got executive background? That's like,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to quit this job at McDonald's so that I can be president of a bank in 3 years, not holding any job between now and then.
I already tweeted this, but I thought it was quite funny. Sarah Palin has resigned so that she could spend more of her time being a hypocritical moron in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
She did it just before July 4th because America deserves a good birthday present.
Yep.
That wasn't you.
That what?
That wasn't you that came up with that original stuff? Was that
what original stuff?
Was that you that came up with that joke or someone else?
It was me. Why?
Oh, okay. I think you said
what made you think it wasn't?
I think you said I retweeted.
I said I already tweeted this.
Gotcha.
And also, like, a random friend of mine, because my tweets post to Facebook, a random friend of mine got a bug in his ass about me making fun of Sarah Palin that way. And then when I called him on it, he said, no, I was just talking about the other people. And then he started to make fun of, like, he started to private message me about how he didn't like what those people were saying. I'm like, dude, how are we friends? If you're gonna try and defend Sarah Palin to me, like, I'll do you one. I will not defend Barack Obama to you if you shut the fuck up about Sarah goddamn Palin.
But she's the best around.
It's annoying.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Because, like,
ever bring down, yes.
Like, so a friend of mine wrote something, and then he writes to me privately, this person is an idiot. I was like, actually, no, she's not. It's like, well, she's an asshat. I'm like, well, she works for NASA, and she's very intelligent and funny. So, and then he, like, starts telling me, I'm like, listen, we are clearly not going to agree on this, so I suggest we stop talking about it.
Defriend him!
Really quickly, as long as we're talking about Twitter, or we were recently talking about Twitter, so I'm just going to segue right into this. Fuck you both. Princess Edamame asked why I hadn't saved something that I tweeted for Tancast, so she could have heard it said in my dulcet tones rather than reading it. So, here you go. I think I just shat fire. Seriously. There was a rush of steam from the bowl, then the toilet melted, and now I can see China.
There you go. You can put that as your ringtone on your phone.
Yep. Tweets on
just
tape.
Drop it out.
Let me go for a little more animated there. Okay. I think I just shat fire. Seriously! There was a rush of steam from the bowl, then the toilet melted, and now I can see China! That's for the ringtones when you're, you know, in a loud place, and you really want to make sure you hear your phone ring.
Now we should have Noah say it so that all the ladies can listen to it.
I shat fire.
No, you think you can remember all that? It's 140 characters.
No.
Does that overflow your buffer?
I took it down to the essence.
Well done, Noah.
I shat fire. Ow.
Speaking of owl back there, I posted this this really high-quality comic that I created called Instant Message or Text Message Comments. Or comics. It's on the site right now. Fuck yeah! And I was sitting at this burger place, and this girl walked by just crying, and so I text messaged Noah about it. Like, oh, I think I saw her dream. Her dreams must be broken. And Noah texted back, maybe she just had rough anal. It was funny, because I texted both you and my wife at the same time. My wife texted back, well, maybe she was just upset about the menu options at Fatburger. And I said, yes, no lower carb option, and it broke her little heart. But Joe left a comment. Oh, that fucking made me laugh so much. She put, anal tears are sad.
You know, I actually saw that comment before I saw the comic, because I was in the Tancast dashboard where I was looking for comments that needed to be approved. Mm-hmm. I was like, anal tears are sad? That's like haiku, but it's haiku of head hurt. Was the ass
Noah
crying?
Then Noah pointed out that it may have been anal tears are sad because they're spelled the same.
Well, no, someone else actually pointed out in the comments. I'm surprised you didn't see that comment. Someone's, are you talking about tears or tears?
You know what? I was still, however I read the comment, it was all tears in my head.
Yeah, because someone else actually pointed out, and that's how I was like, oh yeah, he's right.
Oh yeah. Tears is in crying, tears is in rippage. Both are pretty sad.
You don't want either.
No.
If you can avoid it.
Yeah, that fire shit, I think it left me with some anal tears, and I believe it gave me some anal tears, and I was sad.
Yay!
So just like anything, stretch beforehand.
Oh.
I think Tim liked that.
Yeah. That was just one of those days where you catch some sort of crazy stomach bug or, you know, get some food poisoning or something like that. Spend about half the day running for the pot, and by about the third time you realize they need to make something softer than toilet paper. We need, like, shit kittens or something. Just
shit kittens.
I need something soft and furry that I can rub against my asshole, because anything made out of paper is just going to be taking a little bit more off the surface.
And
it's like, even if it's like super fine sandpaper, at a certain point, it's still sandpaper.
Make it happen, Andy.
I think I will.
Excellent. I'm glad we could work this out. Like the Beatles.
Me too. We gonna work it out. We gonna work it out. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Is that the Beatles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, look at that.
If you just unclench your ass, then I can work it out. It all comes back to anal. Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
All roads lead to anal.
If it doesn't happen below the belt, we're not talking about it on Tancast. So,
Indiana Jones.
No, not Indiana Jones.
Oh, is that voice?
That was Tim, angry voice. Grr. You're scared.
Oh, yes. I think I just shat myself.
Well, does it burn?
No, it's kind of healed up. That's one nice thing about the butthole. It does heal quickly.
Were there any anal tears?
That's why it's good for piercing.
If we all cry with our anuses tonight.
What is that?
Cry, Michael Jackson? You've never heard Cry by Michael Jackson?
No.
I'm pretty sure you didn't say anuses. That doesn't seem like very
You're
much
right. See, the point was I changed the words to be about anal tears.
Oh.
See what he did there?
Captain
no,
Clever
I haven't
over
heard
there.
That song. With or without anuses.
You've never heard Cry?
Nope.
With
or without anuses.
People.
With or without anuses.
And I... Something. I don't know the words.
Nailed it.
I was going to say...
Yeah, I couldn't really go for that because I've already been yelled at twice by my wife. You're being too loud. You're being too loud! Okay, I'm sorry.
Wait,
in her defense.
Today?
Oh, yeah, moments ago.
I don't get it.
She was putting our son to bed, so in her defense, I was being too loud.
Don't you have a palatial estate?
Exactly. I'm always like, he's not even being very loud, like, as, you know, as I'm editing it. I'm like, what kind of noise-carrying system house do you have? Do you have tubes set up in between every room? Where it's like, "Arr!"
No, first of all, it's a very open floor plan. And second of all, you guys know how my voice goes.
No, I don't recall ever having problems with hearing your voice in the house. Like, oh, fucking Andy's. I mean, I have
Andy's
problems hearing your voice when you're near me and talking to me, but that's different than just, you know, you're in another room talking to somebody else. I
fucking
usually...
blah, blah, shut up. No Doubts, Don't Speak came on the radio when I was driving home from North Carolina today, and I thought of you.
Good time.
Do you hate that song?
No, Tim rewrote it to be about me, Mary, and Steph.
Oh.
And Steph. And pretty much left the terms, well, the don't speak or stop speaking or whatever.
Except it was don't speak, I don't care what you're saying.
Yes.
I can't remember the rest of it, actually.
So please stop explaining.
Don't tell me, I don't care. Knock, knock. Who's there? I don't care.
That was a good one.
Yes, it was.
So, nothing else patriotic happened on your 4th of July?
Oh, we, in the evening, about 9 o'clock, went out and watched, apparently, fireworks are illegal in Georgia and in North Carolina, but not in South Carolina. So there are big-ass fireworks stores at each border, like just inside the border. It's the first thing you hit coming either direction. So I guess a lot of people bought... And we're not talking about like the safe and sane shit that you can drive around in California and find some, you know, little backwoods county where they're allowed to sell that. We're talking about the shit that, you know, flies up and explodes in a big circle of ooh-ah, or whistles and pops and whatever. The good shit, the real explosive stuff. But apparently where they live, there's so many miles of like little one-way roads and, you know, dead-end roads and whatever. The cops years ago just gave up policing it, so fucking everybody around there is setting off dozens and dozens and dozens of big fireworks. Unfortunately, there was a couple of asshats that apparently got really, really, really drunk, forgot about what time it was, and well into the fifth were still setting off the last of their fireworks.
Fuck, that happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, I don't know if you saw my tweet, it was like 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, it's not even Independence Day anymore.
Yep, I saw that and laughed because at 2:30 in the morning, Eastern time, I was about to write the same tweet when they finally fucking went inside.
Well, here I assumed it was just Mexicans who had no idea what even the significance of the holiday was, and they were just setting off fireworks.
What?
Racism!
You guys want to make some shit explode, man? Suddenly they're Cuban.
Racist.
Whoa, what's happening?
I don't know. It sounded like Noah was farting.
You right over
I'm
there,
good.
Noah?
I'm good.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, you got a problem.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, every time you talk, it's like...
Yeah.
Talk again.
Hello. Do you have a mouth for these?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it sounds like you're a shitty robot from an 80s movie.
You know, we were doing so well, but we managed to pull the fail out.
Yay! We fail every time that we try. We are Tancast and we suck our penis. But even
is
we...
Is it still doing it? Doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't change anything.
Do we want to try hanging up Skype? Or Noah, you hang up Skype and I'll call you right back.
Sure, why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Change the world. And welcome back.
We probably trimmed some of that because it was really annoying for us. We can only imagine how it would sound for you.
I hope you enjoyed whatever I put in the meantime.
Probably the music from Monty Python.
Nope. Probably some Michael Jackson, just because. You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Noah's watching. Noah's watching some of the videos, and he was talking about how there was a version of the Michael Jackson video "Bad," where they cast it all with kids. It was called "Badder." Fuck yeah! And I showed it. I linked it to Noah, and Noah was like, "Even this kid looks tougher than Michael Jackson."
What was the one that he did with Chris Tucker and Marlon Brando? And
that would be "You Rock My World."
Yes.
You rock my world. I cannot explain the way you love me. The way you give it to me.
It breaks out into a big bar fight, and supposedly Michael Jackson's kicking ass to go after some hottie hot Latino girl, and none of it's believable. I'm sorry, Michael. That's not a pedophile joke. I'm just saying, no, sir.
It's not- because his face looks so goddamn weird at that point.
I know.
I cannot handle his face!
Not only is his face looking so goddamn weird, but that he's still still singing completely in falsetto. It's like, that guy doesn't walk in, and it's like, oh, manly, burly man, and then all of a sudden the guy walks in talking like this and singing at her, and... She's not going to just suddenly cream herself over that.
You would.
The dude with the higher voice than her?
Yeah, you would. You'd love it, Andy.
Sorry, no. I do not. I do not, sir. Stop telling lies of me.
All right. Tim, link to it.
Yep.
So annoying. It's covered with, you know how YouTube can do the...
Yeah, you know you can turn those off in one click.
Where?
The little pop-up thing on the right-hand side looks like a little triangle arrow that's going up. Right above that, the top icon there is turn on and off annotations.
That's lovely.
I fucking hate annotations.
I was like, Jesus. I mean, I use them occasionally for my videos, but they're very...
You use them to be funny.
Right, and they're, you know, they're strategic, I guess. But this one, it was like fucking... It was like the crawl on CNN or something. There was like one going this way, one going this way. They're all different colors.
Yeah, annotation fail. Supposedly, you can actually turn those things off by default in your account, but I did so, and it still fucking comes up all the time. Thank you, YouTube.
When you turn it off, does it just turn off for that video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And supposedly, if you turn it off in your settings, it stays off, but it doesn't actually. So really, it's just YouTube cock-teasing you. Like, hey, we put this really annoying feature on there that everybody misuses, and we'll show you that you can turn it off, but not really.
By the way, this is not the entire full video.
Double fail.
Well, assuming, I mean, seeing as it's 10 minutes, 23 seconds, I bet you will not find the entire video on YouTube.
Oh, well,
like,
because yes.
This is as long as a YouTube video can be, as far as I know.
Yeah, well, it's 10:23.
Oh, wait.
That might be the whole thing. Okay, single fail, annotation fail.
Excellent. I'll watch it.
Yeah, because there's a whole... Yeah. Yeah, it's not, because there's a whole scene with Chris Tucker and Michael Jackson eating and arguing over the check when the girl walks by before they even get in the club. And Chris Tucker keeps using titles of Michael Jackson songs in conversation. It's somewhat amusing. Like, the girl walks by and says, that girl is mine. Come on, let's beat it. She's dangerous. I mean, just over and over again.
Yeah. So, kind
of
like
normal
Chris
Tucker,
it's kind of amusing and over again.
Oh, yes. My one-liner. I was so proud of myself that the world... I'm feeling bad because the world lost a thriller who some people say was dangerous, others say was just off the wall, but you can't deny it wasn't invincible because now he's history. That's Michael Jackson's entire solo discography with Epic Records, and not many comics are going to use all of them for a one-liner, and even fewer of them didn't have to look it up because he owned them all.
Tim, you are very niche.
Gesundheit.
Yes, you're welcome.
I am not Nietzsche. I am not nearly that wise. Well, you're right. I'm close. Very close.
You're very close. You're at least Schopenhauer.
I sent the guys from Seen and Unseen. They were talking about Michael Jackson and talking about Transformers, and so I sent them my theory that Transformers killed Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Did they write you
actually,
back?
I like your theory that Ed McMahon and Johnny wanted to restart the show and needed guests. So God's like, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, Carl Malden.
Billy Mays.
And Billy Mays to do some wacky segment at the end, because you always got to do a wacky segment.
Oh, wait, that comedian
Billy Mays
died.
Was going to fill in the commercials. Hi, Billy Mays here for Heaven. Heaven's great. Of course, if you're hearing this, you're already in there. So this is pretty superfluous. Is that 30 seconds yet? All right, I'm done.
Maybe he's going to do prophecies down here. Like, he'll just show up. Hey! Are you still adulterating? You should stop it, because heaven is awesome.
I'm an angel of the Lord.
For just a few low payments of giving your dick out of that woman's vagina, you can end up in heaven.
Look, you just
Mark Sanford.
Attach heaven to the shower, and it holds all your weight.
I believe that's going to be the title of this episode.
Oh, that was kind of Dadaist. I was kind of hoping that Shit Kittens would be, but I think that's better.
How many times do I have to tell you I'm not putting swear words in the titles of the episodes anymore?
Oh, that's right. Because, yeah. Poop Kittens.
Bleeped out.
No, I don't know why I'm trying to resell it. Noah's is still better.
Yeah, it is. And it was said with his sexy voice.
I know. I creamed a little just listening to it.
Wow, there's some lady spread eagle on television.
She probably heard about you. Like, oh, is Noah talking? Wah!
Women aren't pretty when they give birth.
Ping, ping. For anybody who's curious, the ping, ping are the nips getting hard, and that wah is the Garden of Earthly Delights opening before you.
The Garden of Earthly Delights. That is nice as well.
Thank you, sir.
Oh my God, that baby's head is fucked up.
about watching childbirth on TV?
It's on. Ah. Oh. Kids are so so disgusting when they come out.
You told me you have hundreds of channels. Other things are on.
I'm sure other things with a vagina are on, if you're that hard.
Actually, I think Steffi's watching.
All right. Well, then that's a better answer.
But still, children are ugly when they're born.
She's convincing herself she never wants to give birth.
She doesn't want to give birth.
I definitely don't want to give birth.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I got married. Let somebody else handle that shit.
She's going to. She's going to give birth to my large child.
Big head, big head, big head.
Oh yeah, that's the stuff.
Well, I'm sure glad people are glad they listened in.
That they gladded with a
that
glad.
They gladded.
I think we're gonna play the music for Noah's That Went Nowhere.
I've been that note.
There it is. Bump it up again. One more time. Run it through.
Have that Went Nowhere clip?
Well, you haven't done a non sequitur yet, so I was just gonna use your music.
Non sequitur.
That music works for anything.
Where do you turn off these annotations?
The little arrow at the right hand corner, pointing up. You click on that, and then there's a thing.
It looks like a folded down corner, like a dog-eared.
Oh yes, look at that.
Yep, turn that off. Oh, YouTube is so much better without that shit.
My world. Oh, did either of you see the thing? Let me find it. Ben sung a cappella.
No.
Oh, sweet.
You guys mentioned Marlon Brando and Chris Tucker, but don't mention the other guy, Michael Madsen.
His name's in the credits, isn't it?
Well, you didn't mention him, though.
Oh, because I don't care about him.
Oh, well, he's cool. I've not watched the Ben a cappella.
Jeez, I post a lot. I know I posted it fairly recently. Oh, I was talking to the big tits lady from last week, and I told her because I had my chat on, and I noticed that I had my chat on, which sounds like I'm trying to be more ghetto than just to say that my chat is on.
Preach it.
Anyway, I asked her if she had anything to say to the Tancasting audience, and she said, "How about this? Hinks crackers with this much fiber should have a warning on the box: explosive ass may ensue, and not." Just be mixed amongst the other non-fiber crackers. They should be kept over with the X-Lax. Apparently she was having some cracker-related troubles.
Mm.
And she is a cracker.
So now you can think about her gigantic boobies and her aching ass.
Hopefully caused by you.
Did you explain to her that that her number one feature when we discuss her on Tancast is the epic tits?
No, because we've discussed her other times without talking about that particular feature. It was just last week.
I forget. Mostly I don't pay attention. No, no, mostly I don't care.
Oh, yeah, there's...
Oh, and now...
annotations off.
So this is the link to Ben. Now it starts off, you hear music, you're like, how the fuck is that a cappella? But as soon as he starts singing, the music's gone. America, fuck yeah! Because I had to say, I was like, what the fuck? Ben, the two of us need to live no more.
This song's so sweet for such an evil...
Rat, and this song is weird.
Evil show. Movie. Wait, was the original Ben like the remake?
What?
Was the original Ben... Sorry, was the remake Ben like the original?
You mean Willard?
Yeah.
No idea. I know it was a horror movie.
Was Ben was a horror movie too, where like rats were killing people? Or mice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a good song, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did they use the song in the sequel?
I don't think so. Had
George McFly.
Crispin Glover?
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover.
Yeah. George McFly, let's be fair.
He's a strange-looking fella.
Yeah, apparently he's a strange acting fella as well. Have you seen that clip of him on, I think it was David Letterman, where he's
nutty? Fuck yeah! Yeah, where he's in the Bell Bottoms. He was being some character from a movie he was in. Apparently that got him banned from Letterman for like a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess he's just that big of a star.
There you go, Link.
Link!
Actually, I thought we were going to be more talking about the 4th of July, so the Link sound for this week was going to be, America! Fuck yeah!
Coming again to save the motherfucking day, yeah! Hey, I looked up the soundtrack for the remake of Willard, and Ben performed by the Jackson 5, and Ben performed by Crispin Glover are listed on the soundtrack.
Well, there you go.
That's IMDb. Weird, because Ben was only performed by Michael Jackson.
Huh. Yeah, it says Ben, written by Walter Schaff and Don Black, performed by the Jackson 5, courtesy of Motown Records, under license from Universal Music Enterprises.
Did Motown sell off to Universal?
I guess.
So sad. I was when I, again, during my watching of All Things Michael, I was like, uh-huh. I wonder if you were one of the other performers on Motown 25 that night, if you're like, motherfuck, I had the best performance of my life, and no one is ever going to talk about it because of the goddamn moonwalk.
I was trying to remember where the original moonwalk was done. I'd remembered it was kind of a special thing, just appear out of nowhere. What is Noah linking to?
Jackson 5 performing Ben. Fuck
yeah! Ah.
Looks like they're just playing the instruments.
Well, did you not see the link I just showed you? It was Michael Jackson standing on a stage by himself.
Did you just sing the link I just showed you where it's the Jackson 5 performing Ben?
Yes, but this is obviously their concert where they did Michael Jackson's solo stuff.
Well, maybe that's where they took the song from for Willard.
It still doesn't change the fact that it's Jackson 5 performing Ben.
But look at it. It's this shitty, grainy video with the number things on top. It's obviously not like an official sanctioned video.
But that, I'm just saying, they did perform it, so I'm sure they could have gone to a studio and recorded it. It's not that hard.
They didn't. No, they didn't. It's too hard. It's impossible. Some things can't happen, Noah. You just gotta learn to let go.
There you go.
Oh, this ought to be a treat.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Crispin Glover is just such a weird dude.
This is Crispin Glover singing Ben. America, fuck yeah! Oh, good.
I just realized, yeah, I typed it to you guys as Glover doing Ben, which could be Danny Glover and Ben Jackson.
What is he doing? He's like...
Oh, my God. I can't even listen to this. It's ruining the song.
He's kind of like Daniel Day-Lewis. He like just comes out every once in a while to do a movie and then like goes back to where the fuck he goes.
Yep.
The difference is Daniel Day-Lewis is a genius.
He is.
Crispin Glover does Charlie's Angels 2 full throttle.
And rips out people's hair and sniffs it and screams. Or cuts out there.
Did you... I mean, you know the reason he wasn't in Back to the Future 2 and 3?
Because he was too weird?
Because he wanted more money than Michael J. Fox and wanted his name above my... And, like, wanted all these things that even Michael J. Fox wasn't getting. And you're like, dude, no one cares about you. You are lucky to be getting this acting job.
Didn't he get a big settlement? Like, they used his likeness in the background in 2 without his permission or something like that?
Ooh.
Yeah, they reused old footage of him from that they didn't use in Part 1. They just spliced it into Part 2. And Part 3 as well, actually. And so, like, he sued about it, and now you can't reuse someone's footage, which is why Apollo does not appear in Rocky Balboa, because Carl Weathers would not give him the license to use his photo, which is why you don't. When they're showing flashbacks of Rocky fighting, they never show any of him versus Apollo.
Huh. Interesting.
Lame. And Sylvester Stallone said it should be Apollo Greed.
No, Sylvester, he's so good.
He's a whack master.
Speaking of Carl Weathers, I'm really looking forward to seeing the Arrested Development movie.
Is it actually happening?
Carl Weathers in the Arrested...
It's rumored to be moving forward now.
My dick is rumored to be moving forward in your wife's vagina! Hi, Caitlin, I was just kidding. I was just, you know, trying to get his goat.
Meh. Once again, goats, square eyes, creepy, creepy, creepy.
Okay.
Which is so weird, because, like, cats and snakes with the slit eyes, you'd think that would be creepy, too? No, it's just the weird rectangular slits on goats. Creeps me out.
I've never had a problem with goat eyes.
Take a good long look at them.
Bury me.
Stare into the eyes of a goat.
I will not. And where am I supposed to just go hang out with goats?
At the petting zoo.
Go to a petting zoo, like I did.
No.
Well, way to shut that down.
I would have gone to Neverland, but now it's closed.
Yes.
Tim, I'm surprised you didn't talk about the tragic accident at Disneyland.
The monorails.
Oh, about how the two monorails crashed into each other and one of the drivers died?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that on Netcom.
Yeah, that's going to be ripe for comedy. Hey, you know how someone dies in each other? Comedy!
We don't always do comedy, Tim. We can talk about serious things. Like getting really? Your prostate checked. You should get checked. You can get cancer up there.
I still haven't gotten mine checked. Yeah. I need to get on that.
According to one of my doctors, right now. Black people are more susceptible. So he shoved his finger just right in my butt. He didn't shove him.
Lovely.
I had to bend over first. And he had to lube it up.
Wait, how many fingers?
I think 2.
Okay. 2 is a check, 4 is assault.
Tim, don't have a baby when you're 16.
Done.
It's hard.
Crisis averted.
I was nowhere near a vagina when I was 16. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Tim, don't go back in time and have a baby when you're 16.
According to the argument I had, you can't go back in time and change anything, according to this one douchebag who was entirely certain about how time travel worked.
Well, you were arguing against him that you were sure it didn't work that way.
I was saying you cannot be sure it works anyway because it hasn't happened. That was my argument.
Oh, okay.
And he was trying to tell me, like, no, I've done the research. I'm like, what fucking research?
In fact, you can be pretty well assured that the fact that it hasn't happened means that it's impossible. Because well, by virtue well, of
up until Tim
time
was
travel coming back...
He hadn't fucked anybody.
24.
Yes, Tim had the long-standing virginity winner on the any sort of geeky debate. Tim wins.
So you could
24 in 2 months exactly.
At 24, they could have done a diagram. They could have got Charlie from Numbers. Based on the statistics, it's now impossible for Tim to get fucked. Tim, you beat all odds.
It has never happened. I did. That's not all I beat. That always reminds me of the Dave Attell joke. Like, you ever wish you could have sex with the first person you had sex with again just to show them how good you got at it?
Hey, look who's not
crying. Look who's not crying like a big boy.
Oh, Dave Attell. Where did he go?
He's got a new special coming up on Comedy
Central. Does he?
Yep, just a little bit.
I don't know. For some reason, he seems like a little less funnier. I don't know. I'll watch it.
Yeah, you better.
All right.
Yeah, there is no way that I would ever in my life wish to go back and have sex with the first person I had sex with.
Well, yes, we know that.
Because I got to imagine that no matter how good I ever get in my life, she's still going to suck at it because she's crazy.
Crazy in head means crazy in bed.
No.
I bet she's a freak now.
No, it doesn't. She has been my go-to disproof for that.
I bet she's a freak.
No. Yeah, crazy in the head means a little tiny drop of jizz gets on her and it's run off to the bathroom and scrub for half an hour.
That's what I would do. It's your jizz, dude.
Well, yeah, but... Oh, man, Russell Brand has got a great joke about that. Talks about having a three-way with one of his buddies. You know, the devil's three-way, two guys, one girl. And he accidentally got the tiniest drop of jizz on the other guy's leg, and the guy, like, has never forgiven him for it.
Oh, he's probably done it, too.
Oh, I would absolutely believe it. He doesn't seem the type to lie about that.
He does need to get a haircut, though.
Oh, he's a liar. He's a dirty, dirty liar.
Excellent.
Dirty.
Should we call this a wrap?
No.
All right.
I don't think we're ready to end just yet.
What else we got to talk about?
Your mama?
Anyone seen the movies?
Nope.
No.
The fact that it's very unlikely that I'll be going to the Michael Jackson Memorial?
Are you broken up about it, Tim? You want to talk about?
I'm distraught. In fact, maybe we should end so I can weep.
Tell us how it makes you feel. How does it make you feel, Tim?
Apparently it makes me feel very sweaty.
That you're just so sad you're crying out your whole body.
Either that or it's like a fucking desert in this goddamn apartment.
Well,
oh, speaking of this goddamn apartment, okay. Fucking, I went to go pour some water into my Brita and it was like a dark brown as it came out of the faucet. I'm like, come on.
I you could see. Oh, like, did you let the Brita take care of it?
No, I poured it back out of the Brita and like. After I let the faucet run for a while, it straightened itself out, but I was like, come on! Why is there brown things in the water?
Life doesn't suck enough. You gotta give me brown shit water.
Did someone hook their ass up to the tap and just, like, push it past the pressure? I mean, if they did, kudos, because that stuff comes in at, like, I think it's, like, 40 pounds per square inch or something like that, so there's some powerful ass cheeks they got for pushing their poo back into the main.
Wow.
And on that note...
Giving you extra details you didn't know you needed.
Have a good week.
No, you know what? Fuck you all. Just have a week.
Beware of brown water.
You can have a good week when I tell you you can.
Beware of anything that's brown that shouldn't be.
Yes, especially brown Noah.
I should be brown.
Are you sure?
I checked.
You seem pretty white to me, comic book guy.
Something wrong with comic books.
Comic book guy. Black people like comic books.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Do we have any black people listening to this show? Other than the two people who are on it? Because I don't think we do.
Please write in.
Hello, black people. We can tweak our format to fit our black audience if you like. I don't know.
Really? Would we know how to do that?
No. Because apparently we don't even like what's on BET.
Yeah, when I was watching like all the commercials for BET, I'm like, I would not want to watch a single fucking thing they're advertising.
I watched something that was after that block of Michael Jackson, and it was not good. I was like, really?
Well, it seemed like the same shitty reality shows that are on like VH1. I was like, the only difference is people's skin is darker. It's not like, you know, this looks like unique black people entertainment that I'm not interested in. It just looks like the same general entertainment that I'm not interested in.
I don't know what the hell it is with the reality shows nowadays that,
they're
all crap and they're always crap.
What it is with reality shows these days? In my day, we had sitcoms and we liked it.
Yep.
Damn it.
In my days.
Ever since my wife and I started trying to get pregnant, well, trying to get her pregnant, you know, let's be honest, I wasn't trying to get pregnant at any point.
Well, but only by eating.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to get larger, but, you know, not have a little thing
inside. I wonder
inside
if I eat enough will come back out as a cake on the other end.
Mmm, poo cake.
I gave birth to a bouncing baby sub sandwich.
That's like the Cosby episode.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Random 80s reference.
Random 80s reference.
Go you, Marty.
80% of our listeners won't get that. Either by virtue of being overseas or too young, or possibly.
So what were you doing when you were trying to get your wife pregnant that reminds you of reality television? Don't tell me you were taping it, because I don't really know that.
Yes, we were having a show inside her vagina. It was called My Penis.
They had to keep doing the tapes.
Andy and Kate plus one? Question mark.
Andy and Caitlin plus 18.
Whoa.
No, it's the baby craziness, I guess, kicked in, and she started watching like every single Expecting Mother and, you know, Nova series on childbirth and MTV series on pregnant teenagers and whatever. But it kind of hasn't gone away, so now she's watching whatever Tori Spelling and her brats and husband TV show is.
Oh,
and the...
so you think you can sit through this shit? That's the name of the show. Kind of
yeah,
like So You Think You Can Dance, except it's called So You Think You Can Sit Through This Shit. Every episode is a challenge to the audience.
Yep, so she watches that and enjoys it, and she watches now the John and Kate plus 8, and whatever that 18 isn't enough, that fucking family that's breeding like goddamn rabbits, single-handedly ensuring that global overpopulation will be achievable within our lifetime. The show that, as I like to call, is Please Stop Fucking. God damn it. And I am sure if fucking Octomom wannabe Angelina Horror Jolie lady gets her own show, my wife will watch that shit too.
I thought she hated her.
She does, but there's a shitload of kids, and like I said, she's got the baby brain, so I'm sure she'll watch it, and she'll hate on the mom while she watches it.
Caitlin, stop it! Stop! Stop! Listen to me! Stop! We're doing a Tancast intervention! Stop! Stop watching it!
You know what? It's her eyeballs, and it's her time. She doesn't make me watch any of this shit. Well, mostly.
I'm just saying,
like, I'll walk
you
up
can
and
do other things. You could accomplish great things in this world. I believe in you, Caitlin. Believe in yourself.
Yeah, I just don't think that these people having too many kids for them to handle should make them famous or noteworthy or rich. I'm sorry. It's like, I don't know why these people are celebrities. It's like, oh, goody, you had a bunch of fertility treatments and didn't need it, and whoopsie, it backfired. So fucking
watch,
what?
Well, Danelle used to watch John and Kate Plus 8, so I'm like, the fact that he didn't want to have any more kids at all before, like, he was like, we're fine with two. No, and she finally convinced him to get one more, and then it was six more.
Hey, you know what? If you've already had twins, and one of you is saying, no, we're good, and the other one's going, no, let's have one more, and it's not worth it working, don't fucking do fertility treatments. That should be your sign of, nope, we're done. No. Instead, we're going to spend thousands of dollars and very likely have multiples if it works.
They should have just sold them off. I don't understand why people don't do that. Your kids
are
valuable.
Because they're all half Asian. That drives the price down.
Well, didn't supposedly Michael Jackson try to buy the octuplet kids, Octomom kids? Did you hear that rumor?
No,
but
I don't believe it, though.
Yeah, line up every other weird Michael Jackson videos. Like, hey, did you hear that he's the one that bought William Shatner's kidney stone? And he polished it up and he puts it in his pillow and he thinks that it's a dream stone? I'm totally making this up right now. This is not actually a real one. But it's about right.
I was watching Dateline, and supposedly, you know, the story, and our younger listeners may not remember this, that he sleeps in a hyperbolic chamber in order to. It kind of was like a little sad. He's like,
how about hyperbaric? Hyperbolic chamber would just be strangely curved.
Shut your face! So he. The headline says he hopes to live till he's 150. I was like, ooh, missed it by 100, Jacko.
Oh!
But anyway, supposedly that story of him sleeping in the burn unit chamber or whatever, supposedly his people leaked that picture to the press and in order to have them make up a story because he was trying to have the tabloids talk about him.
Hmm.
That's what they were accusing him of.
It's like, oh shit, they haven't talked about me in a while.
Which was untrue at the time because when you fucking broke the record and sold the most albums ever, people are talking about you.
Yeah.
Like the Jonas Brothers wish they could be Michael Jackson.
I wish that the Jonas Brothers could be dead instead of Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Again, why? Have you even heard any Jonas Brothers music?
I've only heard about 30 seconds of Jonas Brothers music. And that was about how long it took me to hit the off button on the XM radio.
I can't even say I've heard 30 seconds of Jonas Brothers music. It's just not marketed to me, and it doesn't play at places where I am. And I go to Disneyland
on a regular
basis. Yeah,
my wife always puts XM on the fucking pop stations instead of the rock stations and the alternative stations that I like. So I get in the car and I turn it on, and it's either, you know, country or some piece of shit pop that I don't like. And, yeah, one time it was the Jonas Brothers, and it took me a couple of seconds to go, oh my god, oh my god.
But then again, you don't like anything that's fun. You're all about angry white people yelling at a microphone. It's not that, and he's not interested.
I like lots of fun things. I love Disneyland.
Motherfucker! Yeah, that's music.
I listen to They Might Be Giants. I defy you to find anything more fun than that. Except perhaps Weird Al Yankovic, which I also enjoy.
I can just look around the house and find things that are fun, more fun than that. Talk about music like, fun, not ridiculous
like
fun.
Like slamming my balls in the door.
Like pounding my cock flat. A favorite of ours on this show.
Like a cock pancake.
Let's see. How about Elton John? David Bowie, the Beatles. I like lots of fun things. I like me some Bach and Beethoven. Them's fun.
That's not fun. Go give it to a little kid and see if they're like, yeah, kick up the fucking Mozart, biatch.
I don't
know why this kid is kind of foul-mouthed. Alright.
Excellent.
Perhaps now we've reached the stopping point?
Yep.
Yes.
I can tell because Noah's not even talking anymore. He's like, when are they done? When are they stopping? Please.
No, Noah's sitting there sobbing. Why do they hate the Jonas Brothers? Their music is beautiful and they're so pure.
He's like, I'm going to keep my sexy voice to myself. That way this entire podcast is going to stop one way or the other. It's either going to stop because they stop or women are going to stop listening. Either way. Well, this is Tim, the least sexy voice in Tancast, saying goodbye and happy 4th of July. Or 5th
this
of July.
This is Andy, the A in Tancast, saying sorry for all the diarrhea.
This is Noah saying good night and good luck.
No, your sign-off should be, this is Noah saying good night and you're welcome for the orgasm.
Yeah, just put on Noah's voice and do whatever comes naturally.
Which should be
moisture. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Tancast Episode 57. It's a new month, so be sure and vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can find the link in the show notes. Be sure and give us a review at iTunes or just give us a rating. And be sure to subscribe via iTunes. Also, you can read our blogs and leave us comments at Tancast.com. And if you have any questions, you can email us at fucktards@Tancast.com. Thanks again for listening. See you next week. Tancast.
My wife sneezes. I like her sneeze. She's like,
maybe it'll come out across on the microphone. I can put it in. Maybe that'll be next week's link noise.
Quick, give her some pepper and get the mic closer.
America!
Fuck yeah! Coming again to save the motherfucking day, yeah! America! Fuck yeah! Freedom is the only way now. Terrorist your days through. Now you're gonna answer to America. Fuck yeah. So lick my butt and suck on my balls. America. Fuck yeah. What you gonna do when they come for you now?